It's hot. The sun is shining brightly in my eyes behind my father's head. I squint from the bright light of the Freeport, Bahamas sun, but when I stare into my father's eyes, my own eyes relax. If I just look into my dad's smiling face, I realize I don't have to squint. This is the first ever memory of my whole life. I figured I would start at the very beginning. My bare feet are almost burning from the heat. We are in our backyard. I am beyond puzzled. I just cannot figure it out. There is a large star on the ground. I do not understand what it is. I remember pointing at it, saying, "Dad, what is that?" He explained to me that it was in fact a fish, that it was breathing, that it came from the ocean. It had somehow gotten into our backyard, onto our blazing patio. He said that it belonged in the water because that is where its starfish home was. I was wide-eyed and wondrous. How could a starfish become so out of its element, a fish out of water, out of breath, out of time? Would it die if it got too hot? Or could we return it to where it belonged and save its starfish life? What the hell is this thing doing in our backyard? This is my first ever memory. Second memory. I am asleep. The warm, sultry Bahamian air breezes through our screen porch. I remember the screened-in veranda of our home in Freeport. It ran along the side of the house. The screen was there to keep the island bugs and critters out, or so we thought. I am on my side. My arm hangs down over the mattress, toward the floor below. I doze off to sleep with my mom and dad across the room in the dining area of the simple island abode. An open floor plan, my bed, maybe it was a crib, was in the corner of the house right next to the screened-in porch. I remember dreaming that something was tickling my hand. I slowly open my eyes out of my slumber and see my parents sitting around the dining room table laughing and talking. There is a single light on above them, while the rest of the room where I slept was dark. The dream continued on for a long time. It seemed so real. I remember thinking, wow, this really feels like something is tickling my hand. I open my eyes again. I look under the bed. The whole side of the bed and the floor below is covered in bright red blood. My hand had been dangling over the bed, and at the end of my wrist, where my hand started, is a gigantic rat. The rat was eating my hand. I froze. I slowly realized that this was not a dream. This was actually happening. A rat was chewing on my flesh. I was fascinated. I did not scream right away. I just looked at all of the blood and watched the rat gnaw on me. I remember thinking, wow, this doesn't even really hurt. I couldn't believe how much blood there was. The rat's face had my blood all over it. The creature kept on nibbling at the open wound on my bloody arm. Then I screamed. My mom jumped up from the table and screamed too, while rushing over to me and picking me up into her arms. Mom and dad rushed me to the hospital. That's where the memory ends. In my third memory, it is still hot. We are still in the Bahamas. We are now living in an apartment complex with a pool in the middle of the courtyard. My father and I are swimming. It is raining. It feels amazing, swimming in the cool water in the tropical heat of the early evening with the rain coming down, creating rivulets of water on the pool's surface. Dad says, "We have to go in now." "Why?" I say. "Because if lightning strikes the pool, we both get electrocuted and die." Okay, Dad, time to go inside. This next fourth memory I can recall of my life was told by my father to all assembled at my first wedding, to the shock of many friends and family who were present that day. My mom and dad had gone out for the evening. They had left me in the care of an elderly Bahamian woman. I only have flashes of memory of this particular night. I can remember being in a crib. After my mom and dad left, the lady had brought over some of her friends, unbeknownst to my parents. I can remember them looking down at me in the crib. My dad remembered the story in detail. Upon my parents' return to the apartment, Dad looked through the window into a shocking scene inside our home. He opened the door, and what he saw can only be described as disturbing. The elderly Bahamian babysitter had brought over two other women to our house. The three of them did not notice my parents returning home. When Mom and Dad entered the room, the three ladies were dancing around my crib, chanting some sort of unknown incantation in unison. When my parents looked at me, their baby child in my crib, they were horrified at what they saw. The babysitter had taped two long wooden sticks to my forehead, an infant child with artificial horns affixed to my innocent skull, some sort of symbol of what no one knows but the women that were there that night. They were performing a ritual of unknown origin, of unknown intent. The women were chanting, who knows what exactly, but evidently the two sticks were taped on my head as some sort of antennae. To another world, perhaps? What exactly was going on in that room that night so long ago is still a mystery. To this day. Why these Bahamian women would do this to me is also completely unknown. These are the first memories I have.